Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hamas is accepting a proposed ceasefire with Israel under terms laid out by Egyptian and Qatari mediators. The Associated Press reports that after Hamas released a statement, Palestinians erupted in cheers in sprawling tent camps around Rafah. Hours earlier, Israeli forces indicated a military offensive in East Rafah was imminent when they warned tens of thousands of Palestinians to evacuate. The U.S. and other allies have repeatedly urged Israel to refrain from going into Rafah, where roughly 1.4 million Palestinians have sought refuge in a territory where famine conditions under weapons fire are spreading. Across Israel today, sirens blared. This is Holocaust Remembrance Day. NPR's Lauren Frey reports from Tel Aviv that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used his speeches at Holocaust memorial events to defend his plans to attack Rafah in southern Gaza.
Never again is now, Netanyahu said in a speech equating Hamas with the Nazis. Standing in the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem, Netanyahu also criticized the International Criminal Court, which he has said he believes may be preparing an arrest warrant against him. Later at a wreath-laying event, the Israeli prime minister was interrupted by a heckler demanding his resignation. October 7th was the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust. But Netanyahu is deeply unpopular. Polls show most Israelis want him to prioritize hostage and prisoner exchanges over a ground assault on Rafah. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's hush money payment trial in New York has again found the defendant in contempt for violating a gag order against commenting publicly on witnesses, jurors, and others connected to the trial. Trump's being fined $1,000 for a 10th violation. The judge warns if Trump violates the order again, he could head to jail. A Texas man is petitioning a state district court to take legal action after the woman he was dating traveled out of state to get an abortion. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports the man's asking the court for permission to investigate the out-of-state abortion as a crime under Texas law.
An attorney for Colin Davis filed a legal petition last month after he learned the woman planned to travel to Colorado to get an abortion. As first reported in the Washington Post on Friday, the state filing is asking the court for permission to pursue wrongful death claims against anyone involved in helping the woman get the procedure. A recently passed Texas law targets anyone who assists in abortions, including doctors. Abortion rights activists fear the laws may be used to threaten or intimidate doctors or others in states where the procedure is legal. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
U.S. stocks are higher this hour with the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 129 points. You're listening to NPR News. A new study finds text messages and other electronic communications are effective nudges to get women to complete their mammograms. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports at a time when breast cancer has been on the rise in women under 50, the recommendation is to get screened every other year.
When healthcare providers alleviate red tape and barriers, screening rates go up, making it more likely cancer can be detected early. That's the finding of a study from researchers at the University of Pennsylvania. They sent out texts and did outreach through electronic portals, helping women schedule their appointments without extra steps or paperwork, says study author Siobhan Mehta.
By creating a process like this, not only does it get more women to follow through, but it also makes sure that the results go back to the primary care doc.
For follow-up care, a new recommendation urges all women 40 and older to be screened every other year. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
A 41-gun salute in London's Green Park marked the first anniversary of King Charles III's coronation. Though it was raining on this public holiday in the UK, crowds still gathered to watch the event. King Charles returned to public-facing duties last week when he visited a cancer care center. The monarch, as well as his daughter-in-law, Catherine, Princess of Wales, were each diagnosed in recent months with undisclosed forms of cancer. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 136 points, more than 0.75%. The S&P is also up roughly 0.75%. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Acorn TV. Acorn TV is brilliant television told brilliantly. From charmingly cozy mysteries to daringly dark dramas, visit acorn.tv for a 30-day free trial with promo code NPR. Acorn TV. Brilliant.